Hey, this is Dan, Dan the Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Game Edition. Each episode, I'll give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of those type of games. This week's list is worker placement games. Most people know what worker placement is, but just in case, worker placement is when you have a predetermined number of workers, and each round you'll put out and take actions along with these workers from where the spots on the board. Most of the time, you start off with a set number, and you might be able to acquire more or lose some of them during the game as well. What makes worker placement a little bit different than, say, action selection is that usually in worker placement, there's some sort of mechanism in which you can block other people from taking set actions with your workers. This is going to have a bunch of different lists from anyone you might ask is probably going to have their own version of which worker placements are great, because there's so many worker placements in existence right now. So you probably more than any other category of games out there. So you might get 10 different lists from 10 different people with a little bit of overlap. As a matter of fact, when doing this list, I had to narrow my list down from about my favorite 20 worker placement games just to get 5 to cover for you. So here we go. Number five kind of is owes their lineage to Agricola, but both of these games, I'm going to kind of put two together here, but I'm not only going to talk about the one. So you've got Caverna by Uwe Rosenberg and Brewcrafters by Ben Rossett. Now, they're kind of a very similar game because they kind of expand on Agricola. But in Brewcrafters by Dice Hate Me Games and Greater Than Games by Ben Rossett, about 90 minutes. In this game, you're going to own your own brewery. And in fact, you go out, you get the ingredients you need. You're going to upgrade your brewery, get some powers, get some other skilled workers out there from the community that help you, give you a little bit of powers that help you be a little bit more efficient. Tons of fun. It looks a little intimidating because it's a heavy box and there's a lot going on, and it is about 90 minutes, but an amazing game and one of my favorite worker placement games. That is number five, Caverna and Brewcrafters. Number four is Lords of Waterdeep. Now, this is the ultimate gateway game between kind of the RPG crowd and the kind of hobby tabletop crowd. And if you want to try to get any of your D&D friends to try and get to tabletop, hobby gaming, Lords of Waterdeep is going to be the way to go. This is by Rodney Thompson and Wizards of the Coast. And this is just a great game. There's a lot of great art from the D&D franchises. You'll notice a lot of people that you'll recognize. Even a lot of the names in there are great. You're kind of putting out your workers out into the city of Waterdeep, and there's also going to be buildings that'll come out. You'll have different quests that you'll have to do or different cards. There's a little bit of backstabbing in the game, which is just fine. It's not overly bad, but it is just so good of a game. Feels great. Very quick playing, 16 to 90 minutes, maybe your first time, but 60 minutes or under. There's also a great app for Lords of Waterdeep that you can download as well. Number three, this is quite possibly my favorite game of all time, but I'm going to put it number three on this worker placement list. It's called Pillars of the Earth. This is by designers Michael Rennick and Stefan Stadler. The art is by Michael Manzel. This is based on that Ken Follett book, Pillars of the Earth, but the game is amazing. It plays, you can play 2 to 4 players, but there is a 5 to 6 player expansion, and I hate Euro games with 5 players, but the 5 to 6 player expansion for Pillars of the Earth adds a lot, and it makes it awesome. I mean, it's one of the few Euro games that I'll play with 5 or 6. But anyway, in Pillars of the Earth, you're putting your workers out there to get victory points. Surprise. Getting victory points out there, trying to avoid taxes, and also build the cathedral, kind of like they were doing in the book Pillars of the Earth. So you'll have different workers that at the end of each round, you'll kind of run your little tableau. You'll be taking the different resources that you've got during the game and turning them into points and other resources. It's just amazingly fun, very easy to learn. The art, like I said, is among the best. Michael Manzel is about the best artist out there for board games, but that's Pillars of the Earth. Check that out. I think the 5 or 6 player expansion might be a little hard to get, but Pillars of the Earth shouldn't be all that hard to find out there. Number two, this is 1 and 1A, but we're going to call this 2. Alien Frontiers. This was originally by Clever Mojo Games. I'm not sure who puts it out now, but you should be able to find it out there. Alien Frontiers by Tori Neiman. It might be Game Salute might be who publishes it. They put out a Kickstarter for every now and then, but you should be able to find it out there in circulation. This is a Dice as Workers game. It's a set in space. You're colonizing a planet. I think colonizing maybe even the moon. But anyway, you're colonizing a planet and getting some different resources and powers according to this, and that's how you're getting your victory points. And once you get to a certain amount of victory points, you win. But as you're kind of getting these area control on the board, you'll get these different powers. But using those dice as workers is awesome. So you'll get extra dice, which they're kind of ships in there, but you can sacrifice the ships to get putting your different colonist on the planet, and that's how you're also getting some more victory points there. You're using different orbital facilities out there to get different powers and to get your resources. There's also these cards out there that, again, help you break the rules. There's a couple of different expansions that are really good for it. That helped to add a little bit more player powers and things like that to there. But for just the base game, Alien Frontiers, you can't go wrong. There was an app for it. I'm not sure if it's still out anymore. It wasn't all that difficult, but it was a really good app as far as board games go. But Alien Frontiers, an amazing, amazing game. This is back from 2010, but I think you can still find it out there. And Tori Niemann does a great job for this one. The number one worker placement game out there. This is kind of the granddaddy of them all, and it's one of the oldest and one of the original worker placements, but it's still just one of the best. And this, of course, is Stone Age by Hans M. Gluck. You can probably find it by Z-Man or Asmodee. No telling who puts it out these days. It's been put out by a lot of people, but if you look for Stone Age, just about in any good game stores, you'll find it. Designer Bernard Brunhofer. Such an amazing game. You're putting your we'll call them dudes, but you're putting your workers out there. You're getting resources as you put your workers out into, you know, whether it be stone or clay or wood or gold. You will roll that many dice according to how many players, you know, how many of your workers you put at each place, and depending on which resource you're going for, you'll get, depending on the dice numbers, you'll get those resources. You're also getting these cards that has a little bit of a set collection element, and then you're trying to use those resources to get huts, which gives you victory points. There's a way to get more workers in there. They've got a little hut where two come in and one come out, so it's kind of called the Nookie Hut, where it's kind of the two come in, one come out, and there's also a way to get some, you can change the numbers, get, you know, add to the values with these tools in the game. The game plays in 60 to 90 minutes. Again, when you play it before, you'll be able to play it in 60 minutes easy. 2 to 4 players. I played this with a bunch of people down at New Tertacular a few years ago, and everybody seemed to love it. This is easily, like I said, such a good gateway, even worker placement game, but it is my favorite worker placement game out there. And again, it might be one of my favorite games ever as well. But that is Stone Age, the number one. Also an app out there for this one, and you can pretty much play this online at just about any one of those online game, like Yukata or BGA. You can pretty much find that just about anywhere. So there you have it. That's the top 5 worker placement games real quick. Caverna / Brewcrafters, Lords of Waterdeep, Pillars of the Earth, Alien Frontiers, and Stone Age. There's a lot of great ones. I might have to do another list of this because there's games like Dominant Species, Lorenzo Il Magnifico, Gizia, just a lot of great ones that I left off this list. But go ahead and let us know what your list is for your top 5 worker placement. So thanks for joining me for this week for the Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you got any questions, feel free to comment on this episode. And like I said, give me your top 5 on majorspoilers.com on this episode. And go to the site for tons of great board game other podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I am Dan, the Board Game Man, and you can find me at Geek Jog Blog or at the Geek All Stars Podcast or as a contributor on TMS PM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back soon with more board game top 5 goodness, but until then, grab a board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.